BJ and Jamie.
Shout out to the East Side. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
What just happened?
Oh, I don't know. We had a train wreck, I guess. That's what it sounded like to me. Hey, Spadil, any takers yet? I mean, I know that Facebook thing, it works fast.
Yeah, it does.
You know, get on the dating site part of it.
Somebody said, now, I don't know if this is true. Remember when Facebook accidentally gave out all those phone numbers the other day?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said it was because of that app. Is that true? Do you know?
No.
It's not true.
No.
Okay.
The phone number thing is something from the past.
Okay.
It's got nothing to do with this app.
Okay.
This app just went active yesterday, but no, it's got nothing to do with it.
Somebody said, great, I just contacted 9 people. I hit crush 9 times, like you said, and it just confirmed I'm a loser.
Nobody's replied.
Nobody's replied.
Give it a chance,
Adonis. We just started.
Yeah. Who do you think you are? Good Lord. What were you thinking? You're going to get 8 women show up your house in 5 minutes?
We just started this.
Good gracious.
I really do wish, though, you kind of, because you still feel awkward hitting the crush button, you know, because you feel like they can see you. Even though it says they can't see that you hit crush, you feel like in your mind, like, oh, what if they saw? I'm so humiliated.
I feel like you're going to crush this weekend.
No, it's not my thing.
I know it's not, but I got a feeling that might just test it.
But you have to be friends with them on Facebook. I'm not friends. Well, this is going to sound mean. I'm not friends with anybody on Facebook I'd want to date.
Really?
Yeah.
Out of how many people we're talking here? Out of 5,000?
Yeah,
not one?
No. They're all they're all marrieds and stuff. Yeah. No. I mean, there's not anybody.
No takers yet, Spadil?
Is that sad? You just acted like I'm pathetic.
Well, no. I just don't think you know all your friends.
Right.
But because there's got to be somebody.
No, I can't think of anybody. Or if they are my Facebook friend, I've already dated them.
Oh.
You know, I mean, so.
Oh, there is that pile.
But that's the problem with this, is that you already have to be Facebook friends with them. And so most of us that are that do genuine friendships on Facebook, you're either friends with them already or they're married. That's the only thing. Like, they should allow outsiders to tell you that they're crushing. But I guess then you wouldn't. I don't know.
You know, I think it's a feature that's long overdue for Facebook.
You're right.
Because, I mean, everybody's gotten into the dating online. Everybody. I mean, study after study comes out that it's the number one dating, the way people meet each other there is in this country. By far, in fact, online dating. I remember a day when we used to laugh at that. I think that was so pathetic to be online dating. Remember that?
I do.
It was like it was pathetic to be on Farmers Only.
We made fun of it and joined it.
We did.
No,
we made fun
of it. I'm sorry, though. Farmers Only is amazing.
We still have that.
Oh, my God. It is so funny. When we signed up for Farmers Only, some of the stories are so sad. Like, my name's Bill, and I'm 35, and I live in Nebraska. And it'll take me about 4 hours to get to a town that has a restaurant to meet you. I mean, they're in the middle of nowhere.
But that's their world.
I know, but
that's their world. Unless you live in that world, you don't understand the Farmers Only.
But it sounds so sad. Like, there's a lot of big women on there, and they're like, my name is Jill, and I'm a pig farmer.
Yeah, you're going to get a few cow milkers on there. And that's what it's for, right?
I haven't had a boyfriend since 1995. I don't know. They're sad. The Farmers Only is sad.
Well, this is long overdue for Facebook. Facebook has been the most popular social media there is for how many years now? And it was only a matter of time. It took them too long to get to the game, I think.
Yeah, they're a little late.
Because most people that are into the dating online, and that's a lot of people, they're already on 3 or 4 sites, right?
Let's see here. Somebody says, I agree, Jamie. Everyone on my Facebook that are friends with me are married or gay. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so.
Oh, wow.
That's the thing, though, you know, because, I mean, I know that you friend everybody, right?
I reach a certain limit.
Right, but see, I don't, because I put my son's face on my personal page.
Yeah.
So I don't friend everybody that requests it. Actually keep it tight.
I treat it kind of like a show page.
Yeah, but I keep mine tight because my son's face is on it.
Yeah, I get it.
So they're only married, gay, or...
My wife does the same thing.
Already done them.
Yeah.
So it's not going to work for me.
Yeah.
I think it's going to turn into people just cheating on each other. Like
I do too.
You know?
I do too.
Well, they all do.
No, no, no. But now, okay, I'm totally with you.
What do you mean? I mean, they all do that.
I'll give you an example. There's a guy that's married that's my Facebook friend, and he's from back home.
Okay.
And I know he's into me because I went back home and, you know, whatever. And so, but I'm not interested because he's married. And I know that he probably would push that on me. And then if I was just seeing if I wanted to test it and I pushed on him, then that would start something that we would have never done before.
Yeah. That's exactly what I.
Because it gives complete confirmation that we were both had a thing when I went back home.
So Facebook's going to make it easier to cheat.
I'm with Dylan.
It's going to lead to more cheating. Is that what you're saying?
I agree.
I feel like there's like 50,000 apps out there, dating sites that is like...
But this way we...
What is it?
I know, but okay, but
Ashley, what is it? Ashley Madison?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is
you've
different.
You've already got them.
But this is free, and nobody can trace a credit card. And then also, I can't find you on Ashley Madison. I don't know where you are, but let's say, BJ, you and I have a little something-something, right? So I go ahead and push you, you know, just to see if you're willing to cheat on the Lisa.
Okay.
You know, because you want this.
Just for testing, I'm going to push it back. There you go. Right
no,
there.
But then we actually right. know, you know, that we had a thing. And so that's it.
But
Ashley Madison, we wouldn't know.
No, but here's the thing. The ones that promote that you can be a cheater, come to us. We'll let you cheat. We want you to cheat, right? The ones that are promoting that, it's hard to bust somebody unless you actually catch them on it. On Facebook, I feel like if you're pushing these buttons and you are setting up cheating, I think Facebook is easier because a lot of people that are married, one person knows the other person's password and they're back and forth and they're on each other's accounts. So I feel like with Facebook, it'd be easier to get busted.
I see what
Facebook
you're saying.
Is so prominent.
I see what
it's
you're
so
saying.
Popular that if I'm married to you, you're probably going to go on my site. I'm probably going to go on your page. We're probably like Lisa and I. We go on each other's pages,
right? But a lot
I think
of people
you'd get caught doing it that way.
I do too. I think it's easier to get caught. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But now, here's what I'm going to tell you, men and women. If all of a sudden your wife or your husband doesn't want you to see their Facebook,
yes,
guess what?
You're on to
something. Right? I feel don't take my phone.
If your spouse changes their Facebook password this weekend, this could be the reason.
Oh, yeah.
Nice,
oh, yeah.
dude.
Oh, yeah.
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 BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.